الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض، منها 4 حرم، ذلك الدين القيم، فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم، صدق الله العظيم. Dear brothers in Islam, we are in the month of Rajab. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that the count of months in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal, since the time He created the heavens and the earth, is 12 months. And out of these 12 months, 4 are Ashur Hurum. 4 months are sacred months. These 4 months which Allah Azza wa Jal have made sacred, Arabs even before Islam, they used to respect these sacred months. Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, and then one on its own which is Rajab. Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, they come one after another. And we have the narrations about how the Arabs used to, you know, maintain the sanctity of this month, that they did not fight during this sacred month. And the weapons, they used to keep them aside, etc. Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not do dhulm upon yourself in this sacred month. Dhulm is not permissible any time. Allah Azza wa Jal does not like those who do dhulm, injustice. However, during these sacred months, doing dhulm is even serious, more serious. It is worse, because Allah Azza wa Jal has honored this sacred month, and a person violates the sanctity of these months. لا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. Do not do any injustice. One of the principles which are very strong principles of Islam is adl. Adl, justice. Doing adl and avoiding zulm is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us that we should do adl even with our enemies. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. If you don't like some people, if you hate, let's say, the word hate is very, very negative and very strong. But let's say for the sake of argument, if you hate somebody, or if you hate some people, that should not lead you, that should not make you do injustice. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَنُ قَوْمٍ. Any animosity you have with people, any dislike you have for some people, you have dislike, that's your problem. Sometimes people have personal preference. You know, people get along with somebody and they do not get along with somebody else. Sometimes even nations, some nations, they are more friendly with some nations, some communities, some tribes, some families, and they are not friendly for whatever reason. However, that should not allow anybody to violate the boundaries that Allah Azza wa Jalla has set. Because it is so important, Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it haram in the month of Rajab and in other sacred months. It is already haram anyway, but to highlight the seriousness of zulm, Allah Azza wa Jalla made zulm haram. Generally, when we say zulm, we understand that it is injustice. We say adl and we mean justice. But the true meaning of adl and the true interpretation of zulm, the true understanding of justice and injustice, it cannot be achieved without knowing the sharia, without knowing the boundaries of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given some rights to some people. Allah Azza wa Jal has given some responsibilities to some people. Violating those rights is injustice. Not discharging the responsibility is injustice. And that is across the board. In family life, we cannot understand the justice and injustice without knowing the huquq and wajibat. Huquq yani responsibility. Huquq yani rights. Wajibat yani responsibilities. People can assume that they are just, but they cannot be sure that they are just unless they know the huquq and wajibat. That's why sometimes even people who are good, you know, who are humble, honest, and very much down to earth, and genuinely they want to do good, they cannot make sure that they are doing the adl, and they cannot make sure that they are avoiding zulm unless they have the knowledge of huquq and the knowledge of wajibat. There is a famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A sahabi comes and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I have given this son of mine such and such property in gift. Your father is giving gift to his son. Can you please be witness for this transaction? For us, father, he owns the property, and he can give the property to whomever he likes, right? This happens a lot. You can give it to a stranger, nobody can object. And you can also give it to your son. That is good, that you are giving your property as gift to your own child. Now, look at the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This Sahabi wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be witness, because this is a principle in Islam that you do something significant, you document that transaction. Daily transactions, you're buying candies or buying donuts, there is no need to make anybody witness that, look, I am buying donuts, can you please come and document? But something significant, you are borrowing money, you are lending money, right? You are making a business partnership. Make sure that it is documented. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha tadayantum bidaynin ila ajalin musamman faktubuh. This is a command in the Quran. Faktubuh, write it down. Document it. I don't know how to write. I am illiterate person. Is that an excuse? وَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْنَكُمْ كَاتِمٌ بِالْعَدْلِ. If you cannot write it down, I don't know the legal language, I don't know the legal way of documenting it, let somebody write for you. Let somebody who knows how to write it down document it for you. وَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْنَكُمْ كَاتِمٌ بِالْعَدْلِ. How many problems we have in our society because of not having documentation, and how much zulm happens because of not having it documented. In our families, brothers are fighting with brothers. Why? Because there is no clear documentation who owns what, who owns how much, whose share is there in this property, in this business, how much share is there. Everything is in assumption. Everything is in good faith. Our elders, our ulama, mashayikh, they used to say that you live like brothers. You live among yourself like brothers. You know, you share, you give, you sacrifice, you offer your food, offer your comfort, offer your service like brothers. But you deal with each other like strangers. Dealing with each other like strangers will keep the brotherhood. If you deal with each other as if you don't know each other, you know, strangers, that will preserve your family relations, that will preserve and protect your brotherhood. If you deal with each other like brothers, that will spoil the brotherhood. Down the line, disputes will come. People say, I did not know this, I did not think this, I assumed this. So Sahabi comes and says, Ya Rasulullah, I want to give, you know, such and such property to this son of mine. Can you please be a witness? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately he said, have you given, this is a meaning, not words, have you given something similar to other children of yours? Say you have four children and you just like one of them very much for whatever reason, right? Because human being does not control his heart. Our hearts are in the control of Allah Azza wa Jal. So four are our children, but we like somebody more than others. You like somebody more, you like somebody less, you are not accountable for that, because that is not in your hands. But when it comes to dealings, how you deal with all of them? You have to be fair with all of them. And you have to be just with all of them. So this Sahabi, he said, no, not Ya Rasulullah. Yani I have not given same to other children. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then I do not want to be witness for injustice. You are doing something wrong and you want me to be witness for something wrong. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that person who becomes shahid for zulm. Because you become shahid for adl. You become shahid, you become witness for something that is right. You don't want to be witness for something that is wrong. The point I'm trying to make is that we can only do adl and we can only avoid zulm when we know the boundaries of Allah Azza wa Jal. How many people do this in our community? They have 3-4 properties. Before they die, they will give one property to one of the children. Before they die, they will already assign one of the businesses to one of the children. Say somebody is old, because he is old, he will have this property. Somebody is young, because he is young, he will have this business. What about others? What about others? When you are alive, obviously, somehow they will pretend that everything is all right. As soon as you close your eyes, you will see the shaitan coming out. Shaitan comes out. Inna shaitana yajri min al-insani majra ad-dam. Shaitan runs in the human being like blood. You will be shocked. You will be shocked to see your own family members, how they speak. You will be shocked to see your own siblings, your own relatives, how they behave. That is because of not being mindful. Adl is very important. Avoiding zulm is very important. All the time, but especially in this sacred month. Allah Azza wa Jal made this month sacred, which is the month of Rajab, so that we prepare ourselves for the month of Sha'ban and for the month of Ramadan. As we know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to fast a lot in the month of Sha'ban. And sometimes he used to fast so much so that as if he was khalas, he was going to fast all of the month of Sha'ban. So Rajab is that preparation for the month of Sha'ban, and Sha'ban is preparation for the month of Ramadan. Before Sha'ban comes, we need to free ourselves from zulm. If we have violated anybody's rights, if we have hurt somebody, if we have done injustice to anybody, make sure that is sorted out in the month of Rajab. So Sha'ban comes, khalas, you are ready for a spiritual experience. A spiritual experience is not in the month of Ramadan only. A spiritual experience, it starts from the month of Rajab. Because Huququllah, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is generous, Allah is forgiving. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, you know, He forgives a lot. He knows our weakness. But in the huquq of ibad, in the rights of people, there is seriousness. So Allah wants us to be free from zulm in the month of Rajab. So Sha'ban comes, khalas, there is no more zulm. We are not doing zulm on our children. We are not doing zulm on our spouses, husbands and wives. We are not doing zulm on our parents. We are not doing zulm on our neighbors. We are not doing zulm on our friends and mates. We are not doing any zulm on anybody. If we pay attention to where we are in the month of Rajab, inshallah we are ready for the month of Sha'ban. Even in this month, we can fast. You have Mondays and Thursdays, as usual, we can fast. And we can also fast 3 days in the middle of the month. There is a narration in some books of hadith that a Sahabi from the tribe of Bahila came. He visited Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the month of Rajab. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, do you recognize me? Because he had visited him previously. Obviously, this time when he came, he was very weak and very pale, very thin. Ya Rasulullah, do you recognize me? I came to you such and such time. And from that time up to now, I have been fasting. Yani, from the time he met with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and love for Islam, khalas, people do anything, everything. So from that time, he kept fasting. Perhaps he made the intention that until next meeting, I will keep fasting. Because this is how they used to prepare themselves for a meeting with pious people. Unfortunately, we do not do anything to go and meet an alim or a pious elder. Sometimes people go without making wudu, which is very disrespect. Going and meeting with a sheikh, with a pious person, without wudu is not appropriate, because that will disturb them. If somebody is in their company without wudu, that will disturb their spirituality. So the Sahabi, he kept fasting, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have been fasting. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no need to fast every day all the time. You could have just fasted for one day in a month is enough. Ya Rasulullah, I have more strength, make it more. Okay, fast 2 days in a month. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have more strength. He said, fast 3 days. And then Rasulullah said to him, fast in this sacred month. So Rajab is that month which is sacred, and which is the month when we can prepare ourselves for Sha'ban and Ramadan. We can fast in this month as well. But the most important thing in this month is to free ourselves from zulm, purify our soul and purify our wealth, purify our entire self from zulm. May Allah give us tawfiq. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.